You know, some of you people should be waking up by now. Some of you people should be waking up by now that the natural realm is nothing but death and cycle repeat. Second law of thermodynamics, that everything goes into disorder. You see sin. You should be waking up now that the grave is 6 feet under because of sin, and six is the number of man, the letter F. The flesh mind, the devil, says F you. You're going to the grave. Rebirth, cycle, death, life, death, life. You go to sleep every night, you die. You raise up the next day, you live. The liquid gas in your car goes through the engine, it dies, the vapor goes up, it gives power, it creates life. Death and life. Based on the cross, Jesus went to the cross, died, rose again from the dead. So everything in front of you is a resurrection story, but it's also a story showing you death every day. You have to die. Die daily. Die. Death. Renewal. Rebirth. Renew your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. I don't know why I stress the last part of the word nowadays. I used to not do that, but I'm trying to get a point across. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. When you talk to these flesh creatures, these unsaved flesh creatures, that have a nice suit of clothes on, but they're dead inside. They're dead. They're. It's all outward show. They paint the face. They put the suit on. They try to look good on the outside, but their inside is nothing but ridiculousness, death, you know. Misery and death on the inside. Narcissism, psychopaths, sharks in suits. You know, why is that TV show about sharks, business sharks? Why is that such a popular TV show? Sharks. Why do you envy being a shark? Why do you envy being a wolf? Why do you envy being a snake? Why do you envy being a goat? They ain't got nothing. They might enjoy this place for a season. Have some kind of pleasure, if you even call it pleasure, you know. I don't even know if I call. I don't even think it's pleasure, to be honest with you. Drugging and drinking, that's not pleasure. Smoking, that's not pleasure. Running around after chasing skirts, that's not pleasure. Getting to know one and just staying with one, that's the real pleasure of life. And chasing a bunch of skirts, that is not really. It gets old. You start to see it's the same old, same old. It's a big game, people. It's a big lie. When you start to see the repeat in everything, you realize it's not about this earth plane. It's above. Set your affections on things above, not below. Things above are eternal. Things below are temporary. So we know that's a fact, Jack. You know it by the Bible, and you know it by looking at it. Things in the natural are temporary. You see cars fall apart. You see businesses fall apart. You see marriages. You see churches. You see everything in the natural falling apart eventually. Nations, cities, concepts, ideas. If it ain't based on the Bible, it falls apart. Sacrificial redemptive system is eternal truth. And you might say, and it took me a while, and God revealed it to me. Thank God. Praise God. I thought, because I said, if everything's based on the cross, because the Bible says that that cross will be remembered forever. If everything's based on the cross, how can you have a new heaven and new earth with no tears and no pain? And I couldn't figure it out. And then all of a sudden, it just clicked. God revealed it to me. The reason you can have new heaven and new earth, and the story still matches the cross, is because people burning in hell forever, they wanted to be an offering, a sacrifice to God. And so those people are the negative part of the sine wave or the cross. And the people in heaven, living forever, those are the ones living in the positive side of the sine wave. Can I get a witness on that? That's how we can do it, but and it's still based on the cross. I couldn't, that eternal truth of the cross. Couldn't figure out how we could just have just a positive sine wave if the cross shows death and resurrection. And that's the only answer that makes sense. Hell is the negative side of the cross. The wood, hay, and stubble in the at the Bema Seat has to be burned up. You see what I'm saying? It's absolute perfect fit.